Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Nun Zayin, and we are on Nun Vav Mabes, couple of lines, second to last line, up from the bottom. As we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, the various permutations of Eidus in the case of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Mishnah had quoted a case where if two people are made on the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, they made on all 3 years, and then they're proven Zomamin, so the Mela, they have to pay everything. But if two are made on each of the years, then Mishal Shalim Benehem, and you could even have a brother. You could even have Shlosha Achen, three brothers that are Mitztaref, each one of them testify about a different year. It's three Eduyos. It's accepted as three Eduyos, and that's why it's Kasher. But it's one Eidus for Azama. Just to mention, I alluded that we might come back to it, but we didn't, so just to mention it again today, the issue that came up yesterday of Kasha Zama Malo Kasher Asa, where we mentioned there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether that applies to Dini Mamanis, because one might say, how could you say that it's been done already by Dini Mamanis? You could always give back the money. You can't take back lashes, you can't take back Misa, but one could take back Mamon. So maybe there's no such thing as Kasher Asa by Dini Mamanis, because that is it is always Efshar b'chazara. That was Tosfos' 2 days in Baba Kama on Dav Dalet, and the Ritva also here. That was the discussion. But the question that we asked, though, was, what about Ramban and Dvarim? What about, in general, the halacha of Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa? That's a halacha in the first parak of Maseches Makos. And the Rishonim wonder whether there is any type of svara for that principle. Right? It sounds totally against svara, that if I try to kill the person, so then I'm going to get punished. But if I succeeded, so then I'm not going to get punished. Right? So why should that be Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa? So, says the Ramban there at the end of Shofar, where he discusses this, he first says, Gzeiras Hashalot. First he says, yeah, there's no svara. This is just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Mikan Amru Hargwein Neharagin. Rashi says in Dvarim Yutes, 1919. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Makas on Daf Hey. And then the Ramban says, but I'll give a reason. Well, first he says, Vatam Bazeh Bavor Ki Mishpat Ha'idim Zomim Gzeiras Hashalot. Shem Shtayim Ushtayim. He says, the whole concept of Edim Zomim is Gzeiras HaKasif. After all, as the Gemara asks, why should we believe the second group of witnesses over the first group of witnesses? Right? If it was hachasha contradiction, right? The nidon was with us, not that you were with us. So then they're just stalemate, right? Hachasha, hazama, the Torah is b'chadesh that the second edim are believed. Why should that be? So the Gemara calls it a chiddushu. Goes against the normal rules. That's what Tosfos says in the first parak of Yevamos. Anything that goes against the normal rules of the rest of the Torah is called a chiddush. Basar v'chalav is called a chiddush because, you know, two things that are coming together that are mutter, that become aser, right, that is a chiddush. Motzi shemer is a chiddush because there are two punishments and not just one. So too, Edom Zomer is called a chiddush because why should the second group should be believed? Good. That is the number one. It is a Gzeiras HaKasef. But then the Ramban goes into a Svara. Avalam Neharag Ruvain. If Ruvain was actually killed, Nachshov Shahaya MS. Kol Sheheidu Alav Harishonim. If actually Bezdin went through with the case, so then we have to assume that it was meant to be. Bezdin wouldn't have made such an avla. Hashem wouldn't have, if he was righteous, Hashem wouldn't have left him in their hand for Bezdin to have such an egregious error. And even if not for this action, it must have been a different action that he was chayev malchus or misa for. V'oshlo yitin Hashem ha'shoftim ha'sadikim ha'omdim lefanav l'shpoch tamnaki ki ha'mishpo le'elokimu u'bekerav elokim yishpot v'hine kol zeh maila gadola b'shoftei Yisrael, and that's the maila gadola that the pasuk says in Tehillim, that Hashem is amongst those who sit in judgment. But then at the end he says, and im kol zeh, it's still a somewhat of a Zeres HaKasav, but that's the svar I tried to be given by the Ramban. The other svar given, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus and Perachav, discusses this as well, and he relates to the Misa and Mamon and Malkus discussion. But there he says, well, maybe it's based on the smog by Molech. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that by Molech, if somebody gives some of their children to the Molech, Rachmana Litzlan, they are Chayiv Kares. Right, Chayiv, if the machlokas, whether you actually give the children and they kill the children, or you just pass them through fire. Another machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, whatever the Isra Moloch is, if somebody gives some of their children to Moloch, they're chayef. But if they give all their children to Moloch, the Gemara says, pater. Ask the Smag, one of the great Rishon in Bali Atosis. Why would you be pater in that case if you give some of your children to Moloch? Surely all of your children. The Gemara said, the Smag says, no, Godol Avono Minso. If somebody gives all of their children, they're so far beyond. Misa or Kares is all part of a Kapara system. But if somebody goes so far beyond, it's too Godol Avono Minso. Just forget it. Punishing them wouldn't even be saving them. So therefore, the Torah says, forget it. Then, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu will just take care of you in the future at some point. But that's what the Smag says. By Molech. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus uses that for Kasher Zamam. If they actually were successful in what they tried to do, that is unbelievable that they killed an innocent person, kind of opposite of the Ramban, and God will have an omen so. We're not going to give them the punishment because that's not, you know, we don't want to give them an idea that this is their kapara, and this is their atonement. So we're not even going to punish them. We're not going to let them think that, right? Similar to the discussion of the reparations from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, right? There's a homachlokas dean in the poskim and in the sociologists whether you should take any. Yeah, at least take their money, or no, don't give them any kind of feeling that there's any type of kapara element here. So it's different. A lot of emotion and halacha that gets into that sugya, but that's the smag in this sugya of Molech, and the Kesef Mishnah uses that in Ilchaz Eidus by Kasher Zaman. Edom Zaman also, just I mentioned the Chiddush element, Edom Zaman is one of the four people, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Peites, the Dalad Shetzrichen Hachraza. Four people that we make announcements when they're punished, where the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, by these four people. And the Ramban has a beautiful comment, Mechudash comment there in Parshas Ki Tse'etzei, in Parach Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, regarding these four people that are, an announcement is made by Beis Din before they're punished. Dalat Tzrichan Achraza, who are they? Edom Zomamin, Ben Sora Amora, the rebellious child, Mesis, the member of the Sanhedrin that tries to convince others to follow him even after he is outvoted. And the fourth one is, which one didn't I mention? Right, let's just read the Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre, Ben Sora Mora, Edom Zomamin, and Mesis. Those are the four. So what do those four have in common, asked the Ramban, that those four are the ones of Dalat Shetzrichan Achraza. Says the Ramban, V'chazeatam v'chol yismo yishmu v'yiro, ki lo humas begodel chet'o, el yaser boas harabim. They are killed more for what they represent than their Maisa Avera itself. Because if we analyze the Maisa Avera in each one of these, it might not be up to the standard of a regular Maisa Avera that's B'chaya Misa. V'shelo yeh takala la'achirim. V'chein derach ha'katzav shi'azer ken kashi emusu l'geder k'dei sh'tiyah b'misasan takana la'achirim. Ben Sora Mora, obviously, Nidol Shem Sofo. Zakin Mamre, he's L'Shem Shemayim. He's one of the greatest rabbis of the time. He was outvoted. But even after being outvoted, he says, you know, you have to follow me. That's undermining the whole judicial system. Right? That can't be. L'fisha ein b'ho raso chaychi, roi l'homuspo, v'rakade l'hasra machlokes minatora, kashevi rashti, v'chein eidem zomamin. Right? Ne'erogin v'lo hargu, kashezom v'lo kasher asa. Right, so that's the also the act does not reflect the punishments. And Mesis, someone who tries to convince someone else to do Avodah Zarah, right, even if they're not successful, they are punished. If they just tried, Levishu Nerag Bidiburo Hara Bilvad, Ava Bishalo Avadanisas, Avodaskilu the Voshamelov, Ava Misaso Liasar Hanisharim, Vigamzu Mitzvah Muchudeshes. Omavoeris v'chulu, as the Ramban says there in Parshas Kisetzei. So that's an important comment. Whenever Edom Zomen comes up, it's important to remember that Ramban, both the Ramban in Shoftim about Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa, and the Ramban in Kisetzei about the Edom Zomen in general. Okay, so that's just a Hosafa from yesterday. Now let's continue from where we are, second to last line. So Nudva Mabez, we quote the last part of the Mishnah, the three brothers of the Echad Mitzarif Imahen, Hare Elu Shalosh Eduyos. As we discussed yesterday, is it Chatzidavar, Machlokes, Tanoim. These are three Eduyos for acceptance. Even though there's a brother involved in each of the eduyos, it's still okay. V'hein edus achas lahazama. But it's one edus for hazama, as the Rashbam quoted the two nafkaminas yesterday. If they are huzam, then they split it up. It's edus achas, and you have to be mazam all of them in order to have the halachas of edim zomimim. Good. So that's the case of the Mishnah. So the question is there a parallel case? Says the Gemara, Hushtara Davi Chasim Ale Beitrei. There was a shtar that two Edom were signed on it, and there was a need for Kiyim Shtaris. As we have mentioned, on a Daraisa level, a shtar is a shtar. And a shtar is, as Reish Lakish says, Edom HaChasumen Al Astar, Kamisha Nechkere Edusan Bebezdin. Two Edom on a star, the star talks. We've discussed many times. How does a star talk? How does that work with the principle of mipihem velo mipiksavam? The Edom have to say their testimony in court. They can't write it and give it to court. So how does a star overcome that hump, that problem? Not for now. But either way, the star is here. On a daraisa level, it's accepted. But midrabanan, we know there's a concept of kiyim shtaris. I have to verify the signatures on the star in one of three ways. And then the star would be accepted by Beis Din. They'll put a stamp on it, a hanpeik, and to know that this is an acceptable shtar. Either the Beis Din will get the Edom themselves to testify on their signatures, they'll get another shtar that's already verified to compare to the first shtar, or they'll get the Edom themselves to testify, these are our signatures. Anyway, however they do it. But there is a shtar that needed to be verified. What's the problem? Shachav Chad Minayu. One of the signatories died. So he obviously cannot come to testify that this is his signature. So what do we have? We have one left. So we have one aide that's going to testify about his own signature. That's half. And now the other signature, what's allowed? So is he allowed to come with another person and the two of them testify about that other signature? No. Is his brother allowed to come and testify with someone else about that other signature? That's what's going to be discussed here. What's the issue? The Torah tells us, if you remember this from the second paragraph of Ksubis, right, the Rashbam quotes the Sugya, in Ksubis and Daf Chaf, going over to the next Daf, the Edim, if we have two Edim, each of them have to give us 50% of the information. Or we have to act based on each of them, 50%. If one of them is supplying 75% and one 25%, that doesn't work. That's not al pishnei edim yakum davar. So, explains the Gemara. In this case, if you have one aid testifying about his own signature and also giving part of the testimony on the other signature, that's going to be difficult because that's going to be more than 50% on the basis of one aid. That's the issue that's going on here. As the Rashbam quotes from Ksubis, that's the main sugya, where somebody says zeksav yadi and zeksav yadi, and the Chacham say... And the Chum and the Tanakhama there discuss what exactly is it accepted. So now let's see the Gemara and then we'll see the Rashbam. So again, the Shtar needs Kiyim. One of them dies. Asa Achua Dahai Dekoi. The brother of the one aid that's still alive comes. The Chad Achrina and another one. So the brother and another one come. La Asudi Achasimus Yadei Deidach to testify about the dead witness's signature. So you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They're testifying on a shtar. So Reuven testified about his own signature. Shimon is his brother, is going to testify about the other unrelated person's signature along with somebody else. So is that okay? So Sava Ravina Lameimar, Ravina thought, that's just like our Mishnah. That would be okay. Just like in our Mishnah, every year is considered a separate world, and you can have three brothers each testifying about a separate year. So to here, each signature is separate, and therefore it's okay. You could have one brother testifying about one signature, one brother testifying about another signature, and even though, as we'll see, two brothers are like one, right, still it doesn't matter. It's separate, right? That's what Ravina thought to say, right? Hainu masdisa gimalachen ve'echad mitztarif imam. Isn't that like the Mishnah, and therefore would not be a problem? Again, what's the potential problem? If you look at these two brothers as basically one witness, because Krovim are looked at as one, that's the language of the Rashbam here, which we'll see in a second, so that's 75% based on one witness. If you look at the Rashbam, look at the Rashbam about the 10th line or so in the Rashbam, V'hecha demeis echan mehen, if one of them dies, Amrin and Hasam, Aliba derabanan, Ditzarech shnayim min hashuk, Lohayd al chasim az yad ameis. You need two other people to testify. The person who is sick, he has his other signature, the live witness, cannot testify about the other. The one who's alive cannot testify with someone else about the signature of the dead witness. Why? Because the kivan to almana shebishtar hein meidin, since they're all testifying about lemaisa the content of the shtar. V'chiyamar zek sav yadi, when the person Reuven says this is my signature, nafak palga de mamona apume. So that's half the money is going to come based on his mouth. Shari hulavado may irach chasima so, but he's being made on his chasima. Veisor achacher lo animo. If it's his own signature, he testifies. So that's half taken care of. Vechi hadar mitztarif im hahu min hashuk lo hayrach chasima sameis. And afterwards, if you get somebody else on the shuk to combine with him, hadar nafik riva de mamona al pumei. So he now is effective for another quarter, because it's half of the other witness. Ishtachik de kula amona, nachi riva, nafik apume. Comes out, that's how the Rashi, and the Rishon and throughout, they don't say three quarters. They say the whole minus a quarter. Right? The whole kule, mamona, nachi riva, minus a quarter, are coming out from his mouth, three quarters. V'anan al pishnei edim, ba'inan, chatzi davar al piv shalzeh, v'chatzi davar al piv shalzeh. They each have to produce half of what we need, and in this case it wouldn't be good. So that's the background. So Ravina thought, though, that maybe in our case it's just like our Mishnah, just like every year is a separate world, so too every signature is a separate world, and it would be okay. Answers Abaya, no, doesn't work. Amrle Ravashi, Ravashi says, me dummy, what do you mean? Don't compare the cases. Ha sam lo nafik nachi riva de mamone apuma de achi. When it comes to the brothers on the years, no, each one of them is supplying separate information. The years are separate testimonies. They're not one big thing. And therefore, there's no problem there. Each one is testifying, as we saw yesterday, about a whole thing. They each altogether cumulatively combine to produce Cheskel's Gemul Shanim. But don't compare that to this case. Ha'cha nafik nechi riva de mamona puma da'achi. Right here, in this case, if you have a brother testifying about the second signature, the brother is like the first brother. Brothers are like one. So it's like one person testifying about 75% of the information, which would not be allowed. Look at the Rashbam's Lashon on the sixth wide line in the middle. De taima, de pasal rachmana, krovim be'edus achas, lefish einan chashuv, and elaki ish echad. Right, the two brothers are like one, and therefore we discussed this at length earlier. Daf Mem Gimel, we spoke about Nogea Be'edus and Krovim, Karov and Nisrachik. So the Rashbam says it's like one, and therefore one wouldn't be allowed to do it. Don't compare these two cases. 2 points. Number one, the Meiri here discusses this formulation of the Rashbam. Right, we know the Meiri calls the Rashbam the Gedolei. Dole Hatzarfatim, so he says, Mepnei Shev Chashuvim Ki Ish Echad. V'gdole Kadmonenu Matmiim Aleihem. The great Kadmonenu, the Baal Hashlama, the Rav Bezdin, is Matame on the Rashbam. 1 second, if you're telling me that two brothers are considered like one, so therefore, why aren't two brothers Mechayiv Shvua? Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. Two Eidim are Motzi Mamon, but Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. So if you take that formulation literally, so why don't you say, Ibkei Nechayiv Shvua Pi Eidusam? That's the kasha. So you know there's an answer to that question, right? It's just have to figure it out. So says the Rashi, says the Meiri, the chutz mikvodam ain't kantama. I ask forgiveness, but come on. You're leaving the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, high and dry. You think that, oh, it's really like one? No. Says the Rashbam, in this context, he's saying specifically, in this context for Kiyum Shtaris, there could be considered one. That's the problem. And therefore, it's going to be 75%. Avozu, let's start from the beginning. Ein kantama shekol shehein meida beedus achas are you puzzle mitam nimsa echad karav a puzzle edus a betelos ein kan edus klal. You have two brothers, you throw them all out. You don't reduce them to one. If you have four brothers that come to court, you don't say, okay, that's one. No, nimsa echad karav a puzzle edus an betela. Betela means totally batel, right? So don't say, why here does he use the lashon of one? Because we're talking about in the rabbinic context of kiyum shtaris. Aval zu shel kiyum shtaris shehizkarnu shehaech. Echad meid al ksav yado, ve'echad meid al ksav chaveiro. Hol ve'ein zu edus achas, ve'ein kantam li pasel mitzah nimsa echad me'karvo pasel, hutzrachna le pasel mitam sheim ki ish echad. Ve'nimsa rov ha'mamon yotzi api echad.
There's a different problem here, right? Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle is not, wouldn't be applicable here because you're not testifying about the same thing. It's different signatures. So the Rashbam says, what is the problem? If Nimsa Echad wouldn't be a problem, the problem is they're like one and we need 50%. Al Pishnei Edim, splitting it up. That's why the Rashbam says in this context what he says. But don't generalize this, says the Meiri. Don't say that the Rashbam, oh, every time there are two witnesses that are brothers, they should be counted as one at least and they should become Lashvua. As we know, Eid Echad is come Lashvua, one of the three Shvua Daraisis. So that's the Meiri's defense of the Rashbam. There's an interesting machlokas in general whether krovim are believed to be mekayim ashtar. It's a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simon Memvav and has two days. Shulchan Aruch Memvav Yutes. A day. What do you mean? We're talking about in our Mishnah. We're talking about a case that it's a problem. No, in the Mishnah we're talking about a case where they are krovim to each other. What about if they're krovim to the malveh? Or the loaf and the people involved in the shtar. That's the issue. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eidei kiyum hakrovin lamalve ulalove psulim. V'yesh bisham achshir. 2 days, machlokas toast, the Rashba and the Mordechai. V'dayane kiyum hakrovin lamalve ulalove hakiyum pasul. V'dayanim, that's more problematic, possibly. But Dayani Kiyim Akrovin Lamalva Lova, that would be a problem. Even if you want to say Adim Krovin to the Malvin Delova would be kosher. The Ksos here in Simon Memvav quotes the Deus, the Mordechai and the Rashba, and he says the Mordechai quotes our Gemara to prove puzzle. You know, our Gemara is clearly saying that you can't be related. And the Ksos says, no, come on, be fair. There's a difference between the Nesivis. This is the Nesivis. The Ksos has a different answer. But the Nesivis says there's a chilek between being related to the parties and being related to each other. You know, being related to each other, so that's like Ishachan, and therefore you cannot testify. But being related to the Malver, the Lovet, that would be less problematic in this context, says the Nesivis here. And therefore, it wouldn't be as problematic. The Ksos has a different answer. The Ksos goes through the Mordechai and says maybe there's a difference, in the... I'm not going to read his answer, but either way, the Ksos ends off, la-halacha kfar nispashi shalo l'kayim b'krovim afilu kasher imo. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, that was his answer. Just read it quickly. Maybe the only problem is testifying by yourself. But if you're testifying with someone else, right, so then that would be okay. Right? This, you're not the only witness teaming up with a brother. Okay, different machlokas between the Deis and the Rishonim. Okay.
In terms of the second signature, could you get two totally unrelated persons
Reuven testifying on his own signature, and you have two strangers testifying on the first one. You can't add on to Reuven. Reuven is believed by himself on the first signature. So that's it. Reuven's believed. That's 50%. The other person could only, the signature requires two different people. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Eilu d'varim she'esh lehem chazaka, ve'eilu d'varim she'ein lehem chazaka. The following things have chazaka and don't have chazaka. What exactly is being referred to here? The big discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to go with the Rashban pshat. The Rashban also quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says it has a different pshat, and the Rambam has a different pshat, as maybe we'll just allude to. But either way, let's see what the Mishnah is talking about. According to the Rashban, the Mishnah is relating certain actions are significant that the Marakama would not protest, even if other people are doing this for 3 years. And certain actions, he would file a protest, and that's what creates a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. I mean, certain actions are so not obtrusive to my life, so that even if you do it for many years, that's not going to be called the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's not going to create. So what kind of actions are we talking about? So the following are Yesh Lehem Chazaka and Ein Lehem Chazaka. So first we have the ones that are Ein Lehem Chazaka. Hayamam Ed Behema B'chatzer. I let my animal, go into your yard. I didn't do anything physical in your yard. I didn't change anything in your yard. I just let my animal go in. So if I let my animal go in, is that going to create a Cheskes Gimel Shanim for me? We'll see. No. Hayamamid b'chatzer, tanur, hamad behema b'chatzer, tanur, rechayim, v'kirayim, or you put an oven or a grinder or a different oven, umegadel tarnagolim, or I raise chickens, v'nos, in zivlo b'chatzer, or I put some fertilizer there, in a chazaka. That does not create a chazaka. Why? As we'll see, the maskana in the Gemara, all of these are removable. They're in, but then you can take them out. They're removable. So that's why a person's a nice guy. I don't mind. I'm not using that right now. So feel free to put your stuff in there. That is okay. Aval. I'm saying even a larger kli. even a larger kli, it's still able to be moved out, right? We'll see the Rashbam in a second. But first, let's see the contrast. Aval asa mechitza lebehemto gvasar tfachim. You build a wall, right, for your animal in part of the area of the chatzer. V'chein letanur, v'chein lekirayim, v'chein lerechayim. Right, these are larger kelim. Hech letzadigol letocha bias in the house. Or you do something to the ground to raise up the area where you're going to put the zevel, or lower it. Those are more serious actions in the guf hakarka, and that's why those would be create the chazaka. Let's see the Rashbam on the third line of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kagon tashmishin kfuin, kitabafarish lakamon, shadam machbet alayhem, im naas in shalobershuso, the hilkach, beshaloshanim havi chazaka. That would be create a chazaka. Dumya, deboros, shichinu ma'aros. Ubeis ashlochin, v'cholanak de'la'el, all of these, digging holes. Tekiva, tekfiyas tashvishu, kidemachzik begufa shel karkadami, v'avi chazaka begimel shanim. As we'll see in the Gemara, there's a parallel between, if you would do these actions for a kinya chazaka, they would work. And therefore, for a chesed gimel shanim also. He quotes the Rabbeinu Chanana, who gives a different shot, but we're not going to do that. But then again, he has the lashon, han kol hanak dvarim hamitaltalin haim, ve'enam tashmish shel kfius, ve'en bal chazer makbar al arba v'chami shanim. Right, the first cases. Right, they're not, people are, the Baal HaBayis is not as makbid about it, and therefore, it would not create a chazaka. Good. So again, the Rashbam's shot is that this is all about chesed gimel shanim. Right, Kresel Gimel Shanim. The Gaonim in the Ritva and the Rambam quoted in the Ritva and the Rechana will talk about maybe this has something to do with just general Kinyan Chazaka, not Dafka Cheskas Gimel Shanim. But we'll see. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Meaning, the Ritva explains, based on what you think the Mishnah is talking about, you would explain this question of the Gemara. According to the Rashbam, the question is, you should say, what's wrong with the first cases? That should also create a Chazaka. All of them should create a Chazaka. According to the other pshat, it might be none of them should create a chazaka. But again, we're going with Rashbam's pshat. Why shouldn't the first cases also create a chazaka? So Amar Ula explains. Kol she'ilu b'nichse hager kana, b'nichse chaveiro kana. Anytime b'nichse hager, that's talking about kinyin chazaka. That's talking about doing an act of chazaka, about noah gadol paratz, or digging. So says Ula, if this act would work for a kinyin chazaka, in Nichse Hager, which requires a Maisa Begufa Karka for the Kinyan Miyad, B'Nichse Chaveiro Kana, so it also works for the Cheses Gimel Shanim of Nichse Chaveiro. If I do this for 3 years and he doesn't say anything, that's then I am Kone. Kol She'ilu B'Nichse Hager Lo Kana, but if it's a Kinyan that would not work for Nichse Hager, right, let's say it's not a Maisa Begufa Karka, it's a Tashmish She'eno Kavua, as the Rashbam called it, B'Nichse Chaveiro Lo Kana, so B'Nichse Chaveiro also wouldn't be Kone. So there is a parallel in our Gemara here between the two topics that we have been talking about in this perek. The parallel between Kinyan Chazaka and Cheses Gimel Shanim. If the act would work for Kinyan Chazaka, so they would also work for the Cheses Gimel Shanim. And if not, not. That is Ula. The Rishonim discuss the Rambam Sheet in this context. This isn't a maskana, so you can't really ask such a strong question on Rishonim that are machalik between Kinyan Chazaka and Cheses Gimel Shanim from this line, because it's not a line lamaskana. If you say this svara applies, lamaskana, then you'd have a problem sometimes with if you have chilukim, as the Gemara is about to come up with chilukim. But you know what? Let's just continue, and then we'll get back into the Rambam that we've mentioned a number of times, but it has to do with this stuff as well. Says the Gemara, Maskav l'Rav Sheshes v'klalahu. Is that a real klal, a principle? Every act that works for Kinyan Chazaka works for Cheses Gimel Shanim and vice versa. One second, I'll come up with two distinctions in opposite directions. V'hare nir, we discussed earlier in this parak. What about plowing a field? Just plowing a field. To be nechse ager kana, nechse ager, that would be a maisa b'guf hakarka. Right? Digging. Right? That would be a maisa. That would be kone for kinyan chazaka. Be nechse chaver lo kana. Remember we said earlier, just plowing. It was machlokes, but according to some at least, plowing is not good. Only plowing and then planting. That would be a cheskes gimel shanim. If I just plow, it could be the Baal HaBayis is happy with that. There's no hana for the other guy. Right? So, Rav Sheshes says, there's a case that works by nechse ager and not by nechse chaver. And what about the opposite? For achilas us perus. What about eating fruit off of a tree? Tibenechse chavero kana. Benechse chavero, that would work for chesas gimel shanim. Benechse hager lo kana. But that wouldn't be work to be kona it for me as the kinya chazaka. So you see, it doesn't exactly parallel. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua, a different shot of our Mishnah. Again, what's the problem? The problem for our Mishnah is, why should, according to the way the Rashbam understands it, why should the first cases not be good enough for to create a chazaka, right? Bring my animals in, you know, why wouldn't that be good enough to establish a chesas gimel shanim? So, Ela Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua, Hacha Bechatzar Hashut V'Naskinan. The Mishnah is about a limited case. If you're talking about two total strangers, so yes, in a chinami, they both would be able to create a chazaka. But here we're talking about partners. So one partner is not so mach, but if the other partner does certain things in the yard. So that's why you have to have a higher standard. Hacha b'chazar ashut v'naskinan. Tibahamada kedi lo kapti. Just letting your animals stand in the yard, I'm not makbid. You're my partner, after all. I'll let you put your animals in here. But that's not going to create a chesas gimel shanim. Mechitza kapti. But once you put a wall up, so then, you know, that already is beyond. As we just said, the Rashbam says here, right, but for other people, even ha'amada, generally people would be makbid. And because people would be makbid, if the person doesn't say anything, that would create a chesas gimel shanim. Right? The Rimi Gash says it's the opposite. He says, for other people, even if you build a mechitza, maybe they're not makbid. But it's the shutfin, that one, joint usage, that's where mechitza would create a problem. Okay, either way, that is the answer given, that our Mishnah is limited. Chatzer HaShutfin. Okay, just before we go to the next answer, let's just remember the Rambam that has come a number of times already in the Parak, but just to mention it, the Rambam is Mechalek. The Rambam, when the Gemara here talks about being Kone Kinyi Chazaka, it talks about Nichsei Hager specifically. And that's what requires a Maisa Book of Akarka. And that could be the basis for the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is Mechalek in Kinyi Chazaka between being Machzik B'Kinyi Chazaka from a person buying something or getting a gift versus Machzik B'Nechzi Hager. That's the Rambam and Ilchaz Mechira in Perak Aleph and Ilchaz Achia in Perak Beis. Right? The Rambam and Ilchaz Achia in Perak, in Hilchas, well, start with Mechira. In Mechira, in Perak Aleph, the Rambam says, you do not have to do a kinyan b'guf hakarka. Based on a Gemara earlier in this Perak, all you have to do, remember we had a Gemara about how do you do a kinyan chazak, chesas gimel shanim on a rocky area? So the Gemara says, just spread out your fruit, you know, let your animals walk on the rocks, that's good enough. Right, what do you mean? You didn't do a maisa b'guf hakarka. The Rambam says, that's good enough. Machlokas Rambam Raivin and Mechira Perak Aleph Halachat Ezvav. Haisa karka tzachiyach sela she'ein ba. Lo gedera v'lo pritza she'ein abazria. You doesn't have a fence. You can't plant anything. Hari achazaka shekona osa ba shtichas haperos o ha'amadas behem hasham. V'chayotzi b'ze mishar tashmish. That's the Rambam and Aleph Tezvav. The Raivin jumps on the Rambam right there. Says, ha'milzol ha'machavra. That works for chesas gimel shanim. But that doesn't work for kinyin chazaka. The Gemara said it earlier, but chesas gimel shanim. So the Ravid argues with the Rambam, no, for a kinyan chazak, you need a maisa beguf hakarka. The Ravid would say that our Gemara here about nichsei hager is lav dafka. It means kinyan chazaka. Right? Why does it say nichsei hager? Maybe by other, if you're just buying it from somebody, they usually use other chazakas. Maybe they do kesef or shtar, they don't always use chazaka. Maybe that's what the Gemara says. But either way, it would be lav dafka. But that's the Rambam in Aleph Tesvav. Later on, in Hilchas Achia, beginning of Perek Beis, the Rambam says that in order to be konen nichsei hager, you need a maisa beguf hakarka. That's the Rambam in Beis Aleph and Beis Beis. Ketzad, halokeach karka mechavero, vehechzik ba ba'achilas peiroseha, kana. Right, achilas peiros is good enough. Kamosha biyarnu. Avo benichse hahefker o nichse hager afilu achal peiros v'ha'ilon kamashanim lo kana lo gufa ilan v'lo gufa karka achi yasa maisa b'gufa aretz o ya'avod avoda b'ilan. You have to have a physical action with the ground. And the Ravid says, look what I wrote before. I don't know what he's talking about. But what's the answer? The Magid Mishnah here says, back in Hilchas Mechira, the difference is das acheres makna. The difference is, if somebody is giving it into your rishus, you have a mocher, you have a nosein, so then you would need less, right? Shtichas peros is enough. But if nobody is giving it to you, then what is derech habaylam, right? If there is a hefker yard, and everybody knows it's hefker, and I pick some fruit from the tree, or I put my fruit out to dry, does that show that I'm the owner? No, anybody could do that. It's hefker. If I do that, if it's Reuven's and Shimon does and spreads his fruit there, oh, that's showing that Shimon is now the real owner. But if it's a Hefker field, just spreading your fruit in it is not going to show anything. That's what you have to do with Maisa Bukafakarka. Devin Azal also, or Mr. Zalman, discusses this as well here, that the difference is different levels of Horaz Bailus, right? Different actions are required based on the different contexts. If you look here in Aleph Tesvav on the Rambam Menachos Bechira, says the Eben Azel, the din achilas peiros the kone eino ikar hahanaa shel achilas haperos. When we say achilas peiros works for kinyan chazaka, it's not the eating of the fruit per se that does anything. Ela mashen ishtamish ba kiderach shabaylam osim v'lochein eino kone ba'achilas eza peiros. Ela ba'achilas peiros eshel asada kiderach habaylam. Right, you have to do it like the baylam do it. And therefore there's a difference between nichsei ager and nichsei chaveru. That's what he continues and discusses it in Portland Lashonos that Rav Issa Zalman has. Either way, that's an important Rambam regarding our Gemara. Is Nichsei Hager Dafka or not? Either way, so back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa? Why in the Reisha do you have some actions that don't work? So first we wanted to say, oh, because they wouldn't work for Kinya Chazaka either. And there's a parallel between Kinya Chazaka and Chazaka Moshanim. So the Gemara said, no, we rejected that equation. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Our Mishnah is talking about partners. Shutfin, and by Shutfin, they're not makpid about Ha'amadas Behemos, even though they are makpid about putting up a wall. So says the Gemara's second line, V'obamada Kedilo Kapti, what partners are not makpid just to bring your animals in? But Vatzan, but we learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Hashutfin in Nidarim. Vatzan Hashutfin Shenadra Noz Emizeh Asur and Likanis Lachatzer. Two partners that are Mudr Hana from each other, they can't even walk into the yard. What do you mean you can't walk into the yard? I thought you just said that people aren't machpid about just standing, right? I would even let your animals in. I'm not machpid. But now you see that no, even standing, even you, not your animals, standing people are machpid. So, Kasha, how could our Mishnah say, according to the Pshat that we just gave, that partners are in Machpid to have the other partner just have his animal stand in there? The Mishnah says in Adarim that they are Machpid, right, of just the other partner standing in there. So, Ella Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, Hacha, where are we talking about where our Mishnah, where he's not Machpid, Berachava, Shalachori, Batamaskina. We're talking about in the backyard, what people don't use. Tabamada Kedi, Lo Kapti, Kapti, Vamachitza Kapti. Talking about the backyard. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah Nedarim, that's front yard. Right, so we're mocking about the front yard, not the backyard. Rav Papa Amar, second answer. Edi v'edi b'chazer ha-shutfin. Maybe both Mishnayos, our Mishnah here in Baba Basra and that Mishnah Nedarim are both talking about chazer ha-shutfin. V'ika de-kapti, v'ika de-lo-kapti. You know, some are, some aren't. You know, different people. So based on context, we have a suffix. Right, whether they're mocking or not. So what are the rules? Gabi Mamona Lakula. When it comes here, by Dini Mamonis, right, our people makpid about it. In terms of Chazakas Lomoshanim, we'll be making and we'll assume that people aren't so makpid about it, and therefore, the Chazaka would not be created. Meaning, Hamos Mechaber Lavaraya, from the Chazakas Marakama. Gabi Isura Lachumra, when it comes to Nedarim, Isser Veheter, right, the Nedarim is in Yaradeya, so that's Lachumra, would have to be Machmir in that case. The Rashbam quotes here, Safik, De Oraisa, Lachumra, right, as we know, big topic, but that is number two. Answer number three, and then we'll come back. Ravina Amar Lolam Lokafti. Really, people are, the partners are not Machmir, right? This is the third shot, third chiluk between Nedarim and Baba Basra. Right, what's the why people aren't Machpid? If people aren't Machpid, so why Mudr Hana? The Had Mani Rabbi Eliezer he. That's a separate sheet of the Tanoim that comes up in the Darim. Rabbi Eliezer Detani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afilu Vitur Aser Mudr Hana. Rabbi Eliezer has a very high standard for Mudr Hana. Even things that people are usually Mevater on, you know, you cannot give that to a partner. Let's say the case over there is, let's say I sell you something and I usually throw in some extras. Right, if you're mudra anah from somebody, you cannot throw in those extras. Even things that people are not makpid on. So that's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds people are makpid about anything. Even ha-hamada, and therefore machlok es tanam. Stop there for a moment. The Rashbam has an important line here, which the Achronim discuss. The Rashbam says, the second that somebody is not makpid, so then says the, if you look at the Rashbam at the end of the Dibur Maschal Asurin, it's about the 10th skinny line. Dekivan de lo kapid ba'amida. Why by Mudr Hana at least in the Havamina, one of the earlier answers. Once a person is not Machpid, right, it's the backyard, so then you're allowed to be in my yard. Once at Lamaisa, you're in my yard, and you're Mudr Hana from me, and you're standing on my yard. So isn't that still a problem? Says the Rashbam. Tekiva de lo kapid ba'amida Hare hifkir es achatzer l'kol b'nei achatzer l'amod bo. Wow. If I'm not makpid, it's as if I'm mafkir the area. Yes, Rabbi Chanan, you're mafkir it? Really? Anybody could come and take it? You take that lashon literally? How could you be mafkir in this case? You're not right. We know when the Mishnah says in Peah, you have to be mafkir to everybody. Here you're just mafkir to the one person. Right, you have to. Why does the Rashbam say that? We know why he says that. Because mudur hana'a, you're not allowed to get any hana'a. So therefore, if you're standing on my yard, that's still a problem, even if it's the backyard. So he says that's why it's hufka. Rabbi Chanan says, you know, I don't. It's difficult because how could he say rather mikan muchach the davar she'eino makved ave hefker his kasha eichmani hefker kazeh she'eino l'kol ha'olam. Right, this is a problem. Right, so all the later achronim. For the past couple hundred years, discussed this. The Shar Yosher of Shimon Shkup discusses this. What do you have to say? It's not mamish hefker. It doesn't mean literally hefker. It just means that it's islo ichpalo, like a neder. A neder is midin hefker. The Rambam says, doesn't mean it's literally, hefker, right? The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, right? So the Shimon Shkup, and the way that you have to go is to say that it's not literally hefker. Tosfos also discusses here, Tosfos in Dibur Maskal, Osterli Kanis L'Chatzer, discusses, a related context comes up in a Darim there too, and that is relating to maskir and socher and balchov and love. This is the sugya that comes up. Can a maskir be makdish something while a socher is living in the apartment? Right, he's creating an isur hana'a now for the socher. Does he have the power to do that? That's the discussion of Tosfos and the Ran and Adarim, and there's an fascinating machlokas. Tosfos says he can't be makdish, it is really his, and the socher has to move out. The Ran says, no, it's hukdash, but he's still allowed to live there. The socher is still allowed to live there. And Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Aris discusses this machlokas. What exactly is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? Kovetz Aris and Simon and Beis. Of course, the machlokas. Be'inyin machlokas Tosfos v'harani mutor l'hasocher l'adur b'bayis shehikdisho amaskir. Right, what exactly happened when you were makdashit? Right, he goes to the root issue of mi'ila. Is it an issue of gezel? Is it an issue of bizayin hektish, as we've discussed? But that's the Kovetz Aretz about this Tosfos right here and the Ran. Okay, let's continue though, because there's still a couple of points that come up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bana'a. We're quoting Rabbi Bana'a because the first statement Rabbi Bana'a has to do with what we're talking about, so we quoted a lot of statements of Rabbi Bana'a going over to tomorrow's daf also. Be'ezus Hashem. Bekol Shudfin Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Partners could be ma'akiv each other's usage because, you know, they could, I'm not interested in your doing this in the yard. Chus min akvis, except for laundry. Shein darkan shel benos Yisrael is bazos al akvisa. Because you can't force benos Yisrael to go down to the river to go do the laundry, right? It's that they have to, schlep and lift up their arms and they had robes in those days. They didn't have tight-fitting garments and it's not the most sanua, activity. So you can't force them to go down to the river. So if they want to do that in the yard, that's it. You have to let them do that in the yard, right? And the partners cannot be makbid on each other for that. Va'otzem einav me'ra'os bara, just related to that, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, the one who closes his eyes is a righteous person. Amar b'chi bar abba, zeh she'en mistaka b'noshim b'shosh omdos al akvisa. Right, if somebody does not look, right, in that, omdos al akvisa was a non-snias situation, with the women, bending down to the river and picking up the clothing that they were wearing, you know, might have been, pulled up and pushed down. So if people, dafka, go to look at the women, doing this, so that is somebody who is, it's a problem. And if they're not mistakel, so that's what the Yeshayahu is talking about, that is a great thing. So says the Gemara, 1 second. Hey, Chidami. What are we talking about here? If there's another way to go and you don't have to go by the women, and you choose to go by the women, so Russia who? So is it Russia? What? Even though I'm going to go there and close my eyes. Don't go there if you have a choice. Don't walk down a path that's will put you in a dangerous situation. Right? We don't look for situations of nisayon, as we'll review in a second. Be'ez Hashem. And if you don't have any other choice, you have to go down this, you know, you have to go to work. So you have to go down. So Anasu. Right, if you don't have a choice, the Kodesh Baruch Hu understands. If you're an honest and you do your best. Right, it reminds us of Ramosha Feinstein as a tshuva, where someone asked him, you know, am I allowed to take the subway to work? Why? Because, you know, sometimes I get squished with some of my fellow New Yorkers, and, you know, sometimes there's a negiya shalom b'derechiba. Right? So is am I allowed to do that? Or do I have to pay for a taxi and take a taxi to work? It's going to be a lot more money. So Rav Moshe says you're allowed to take the subway. I take the subway. It's shalom b'kavana. It's leka derech achrina. And you go down, and it's okay. Rav Moshe says, if you start having derechiba, then you have to start taking a taxi. If for some reason it leads to that. But if it's shalom b'derechiba, and it's incidental touching while holding on to the train shakes, so then that's okay. So here too, it's leka derech achrina. It's an anus. What do you want from him? Answer. La'olam de'laka dracha achrita. There is no other way. No, the point is that even if there's no other way, you have to do your best. You have to close your eyes from seeing these situations, and you have to make sure that we're always in control of our yetzers, as the Rashbam here says. Onis rachmana patre. Onis rachmana patre. And therefore, there's nothing more that one could ask. And there's a lot on these couple of lines. You want to just look. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Evan Ezer, another tshuva in Evan Ezer in the first chelik in Simin Nunvav. Rav Moshe has a tshuva beinyin iser histaklus benashim megulos b'mekomos shedarkan lachasos, and the iser of looking at parts of women's bodies that are normally covered. Im yesh bazeh chomer lavin de gili arayas. Is that gili arayas mamish? To look at a makom hamachusa ubim tsarach leilech b'makomah she'anoshin nimsos kein. This type of case, he has a tshuva from 1960. Right, that's itzias levels then were different than they are now. But he talks about, he says, going near a beach, and Yarav Yavar, of course, he talks about the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Emsachim, about the man says, I have to see her, else I'm going to die. Just put her behind the fence and let me hear her voice. Where the Gemara talks about Bezdin not even letting him hear her voice. But anyway, he talks about our Gemara in this context, exactly what the Shakla Vitaria is. He goes fastly towards the end of that tshuva, talks about the Shakla Vitaria of going down, why a person is a Rasha, even if one has to go down. Like, what was the Hava mean? If he has no other way, Rasha. So is that called a Rasha? What if you're not Machavein? The Gemara talks about, anyway, it's an important tshuva. He talks about our Gemara, he talks about the Gemara in Sota, about a chassid shota, about somebody says I can't go in to save the woman because it's a woman even though it's not also fascist. Either way, that's an important tshuva in Rav Moshe. But getting back to the first line was that we don't look to put ourselves into situations of nisayon. We learned that from none other than David HaMelech. Right. Once we're talking about looking at a woman washing something, right, you cannot think of David and Bathsheba. Right. The story in Sefer Shmuel, where David HaMelech, the Gemara even adds in, Gemara at Sanhedrin Kuvzayin, Gemara Kuvzayin, David HaMelech says, why in Shmuel Esrei does everybody going to say, okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov? Not fair. I want to be mentioned too. We have to learn the different levels of Gemara. We're talking about David HaMelech, right, one of the Shiva Roim. But the Gemara says, Hashem says, because they were tested. They had their nisyonos. Avraham Avinu had the 10 nisyonos. David says, test me too. David says, Ribbono shel Olam, b'chanani v'nasani. Hashem says, okay, menasana l'cha v'avidna milsa v'adach delutu lo datenu. I'm going to even let you know what I'm going to test you in. It's going to be regarding Arias. Right? And then it goes into the whole story of David and Bathsheba, and David, at the end of the Gemara, David says, now I realize that we don't look for tests in life. Below love with any saw, and we say every morning. Again, what did David really mean by that? Obviously, there's a lot of depth to it, but that's the Gemara. That's on the simple level, right? We don't look for nisyonos. Weiter. Once we're on Rabbi Binah, so we have a lot of things in Rabbi Binah. How long, machlokas here, is this talking about length or thickness? What should the coat of a Talmud Chacham look like? Kol she'ein b'sar nira mitachtav. It's got to be something that covers the body. Either not opaque, right? It's got to be thick, not see-through, or it has to go down the lengthwise, right? Rov Rishonim say this means lengthwise. The Rambam says it means thickness. Talas shel Talmud Chacham Ketzad. What about the talus which goes over the chaluk? Kol she'ein chaluko nira mitachtav tefach. It's got to be pretty low down over the layer under it. Shulchan shel Talmud Chacham Ketzad. What about the table of a Talmud Chacham? Shnei shlishi gadil. Two-thirds should be covered, like with the tablecloth. V'shlish galai. A third, where all the food is going to go, like a buffet style, will be revealed. V'alav, karos v'yarek. And there, the plates and the vegetables. V'tabasom yivachutz. And tabas, some type of entity that held up the table, should be on the other side, so the people who sit on the side where the tablecloth is don't bump into it, and it's not It's not mafriya. It doesn't bother the people sitting there. Lamaisa, what is the svara? Because it has to be b'derech eretz. It has to be b'derech kavod, right? Don't put the food in a place where it could get messy on the people. Right? That's all. As the Rambam discusses in Hilchas Talmud Torah, how and Hilchas Deos, you know, how we're supposed to dress and how we're supposed to, you know, hold ourselves, and everybody could hold themselves as a Talmud Chacham in terms of dressing properly like B'nai and B'nos Torah. V'atanya tabasu mibifnim. It says the tabas, this thing that holds up the table, should be on the inside, not on the outside. So a couple of answers. Lokasha, hadika yunuka, delaka yunuka. Depends if there are kids around. If there's a kids around, you don't want them to bump into it. So you gotta put it on the inside. V'ibayisema hava hadaleka yunuka, lokasha hadika shama delaka shama. Depends if there's a waiter. You don't want the waiter to bump into it. V'ibayisema hava hadika shama, v'lokasha b'yamama habalalya. Daytime, you can see it, so you can walk around it. But nighttime, it's harder to see it, so you don't want it sticking out. Either way, this is Rabbi Benah about the clothing and about the table. So we'll have to get into what about the mita, what about the opposite of Am Aretz, and a couple of other interesting. Tomorrow's daf has a number of fascinating inyanim, as we'll see. By Hashem, we will get to. But we'll stop here on the last line of Ishel Am Haaretz.